Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, this week, Starbucks shocked their customer base by announcing they would no longer allow guests to do what?
Holy smokes. They would no longer allow guests to talk loudly. I need a hint.
No more triple espressos.
Oh, no, they can't access porn sites.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
How do they know what they're accessing? What, is your barista, like, come over and look at your computer
while
you're
typing? No, they can put a filter on the thing. Like, schools do that, you know, they block porn sites.
Well, that's I'll bet that works very effectively.
Yeah. Well, that's, so Starbucks is going to start using these filters to keep people from using their Wi-Fi to look at adult sites. Customers objected because now the only place they'll be able to easily access pornography is literally everywhere else.
School.
Well, it's true. I mean, when I have a problem on the internet or something with my computer, I go to my 12-year-old son to fix it. I mean, so if I needed to get around a porn filter, I would go to my 12-year-old.
Would you want him to know how?
No. That's just a poor example.
I understand. Yeah. This is in response, apparently, to concerns from various groups that too much porn can desensitize people. It is true. Recent studies show that 95% of Starbucks customers are now unable to become aroused unless Nora Jones is playing softly in the background. McDonald's also announced this week they're joining us. We're going to do the same thing. Can't use their Wi-Fi for adult purposes. Hamburglar can finally take off that trench coat.
I'm not sure why you would come down on the side of the Hamburglar.
He is a career criminal.
Honestly. Yeah. I've said this before, but it's true. I've always, you know, of the Grimace, the Hamburglar, and Mayor McCheese, I've always admired Mayor McCheese because that is an elected office.
Right.
One cup of coffee, then I'll go. Though I just drop back.